I think that's a good point, Terry. And just to add on to that, one of the services that we provide is this concept of enhanced direct enrollment. And we talk about this quite a bit, where consumers can go on a health plan white labeled platform and complete their subsidy verification. And as part of that application, which is about, 30 pages, there was literally a one question change as part of the American Rescue Plan Act about the subsidies. So when you talk about the literature and encouraging the members and really explaining to them how all of this works, there really hasn't been much done at all in that area to help them to understand what's available to them. So I think this, one question change to the enrollment application really is not going to move the needle as it relates to getting these folks where they need to be. Which I think is part of why CMS is going to auto reallocate these subsidies to these individuals who haven't gone out and done it, because I'm sure that they're realizing as well that the consumers just, don't know that that's what they should be.